Inner Traditions Audio presents Psychedelics and Psychotherapy, The Healing Potential of Expanded States. Edited by Tim Reed and Maria Papaspiru. Read by Erica B. Robinson. Foreword: Psychedelics as a Pathway to the Self by Gabor Mate. Plant medicine work is becoming increasingly popular with Westerners seeking to heal physical illness or mental anguish, or to gain a sense of meaning amid the growing alienation in our culture. The main reasons why people are turning to plant medicines and other psychedelic modalities are twofold. First, mental health illnesses are burgeoning in our societies. Anxiety is the fastest growing diagnosis on both sides of the Atlantic, while more and more people become depressed. The loss of community and the pain of dislocation and alienation are social contributors to the rise in mental discomfort. Second, there is a nearly complete failure of the Western medical system in dealing with the crisis of mental health. We not only fail to understand mental illness, but are fundamentally in denial about the unity of the human soul, mind, and body, as well as in denial about the social nature of human beings. Because Western medicine tends to look upon mental illness as a largely biological problem, prevention of and responses to it are often inadequate, which has driven people to look for solutions outside the mainstream. We can add a third reason: the search for spiritual realization. As a Western-trained doctor, I have long been aware of modern medicine's limitations in handling chronic conditions of mind and body. For all our astonishing achievements, there are a host of ailments whose ravages we physicians can at best alleviate. In our narrow pursuit of a cure, we fail to comprehend the essence of healing. We tend to see people's illnesses as isolated, accidental, and unfortunate events, rather than as the outcomes of lives lived in a psychological and social context. Illness is the body's expressions of experiences, beliefs, and lifelong patterns of relating to self and to the world. Mainstream medical practice largely ignores the role of emotions in the physiological functioning of the human organism. Yet the scientific evidence abundantly shows that people's lifetime emotional experiences profoundly influence health and illness. And since emotional patterns are a response to the psychological and social environment, disease in an individual always tells us about the multi-generational dynamics that the person was born into, as well as the broader culture in which that person's life unfolds. Such a holistic understanding informs many Aboriginal wisdom teachings. The ceremonial use of ayahuasca.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?